Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. No frivolity. The minister who is ready to engage in frivolous conversation, ready to jest and laugh, does not realize the sacred obligations resting upon him. And if he goes from such an exercise to the pulpit, the Lord cannot stand by his side to bless him. The Lord cannot be a hammer to break the flinty rock in pieces. The man stands alone. If the people are in any way affected, it is not due to the efforts of the minister, but in answer to their own prayers. If they have felt their need, if they have besought God for a blessing, by drawing nigh to him, then God has fulfilled his word and drawn nigh to them. If the people have friends for whom they have carried a burden, and these friends turn to God in true contrition of heart, the credit does not belong to the Christless discourse, for God has set other influences at work to change the heart and convert the soul. Oh, that all our ministers might be indeed the ambassadors of Christ. Flowery discourses will not be sufficient to feed the soul of the famishing child of God. The following desire will give a voice to the longing of many a heart that is fed on what are called smart sermons. An intelligent man remarked, "Oh, that my pastor would give me something besides pretty flowers and brilliant periods and intellectual treats. My soul is famishing for the bread of life. I long for something simple and nourishing and scriptural." Daniel Webster gave utterance to these forcible words. "If clergymen in our day would return to the simplicity of gospel truth and preach more to individuals and less to the crowd, there would not be so much complaint of the decline of true religion." Many of the ministers of the present day take their text from St. Paul and preach from the newspapers. When they do so, I prefer to enjoy my own thoughts rather than listen. I want my pastor to come to me in the spirit of the gospel, saying, "You are mortal. Your probation is brief. Your work must be done speedily. You are hastening to the bar of God. The judge standeth before the door."